USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, is now under fire from Russian forces. This man explains the scene.
He went out just for half an hour, and then shelling began again.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken authorized $350 million to help Ukraine fend off the Russians. Over the past year, the U.S. has given more than $1 billion to security assistance to Ukraine. Authorities say columns of Russian troops with heavy weaponry are approaching major cities in the country. President Zelensky recorded a defiant video on the streets of Kyiv.
We will not lay down the weapons. We will defend our state.
The UN says 120,000 people have made it out of the country, mostly women and children, because men have been ordered to stay behind to fight the Russians. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
The CDC is announcing it's loosening mask guidelines for U.S. residents, allowing most people to leave their coverings behind in indoor public locations. Previously, the CDC recommended wearing masks in public indoor spaces like movie theaters and churches and in areas with substantial or high transmission of the coronavirus. During a briefing at the White House on Friday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if there's any concern that people will take this to mean that the pandemic is over in the U.S.
There are still people dying every day of COVID. There are still immunocompromised populations. But what we are trying to work towards is a period of time where we are, where COVID is not disrupting our daily lives.
About 65% of the American population is fully vaccinated, and over 93 million Americans are boosted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
A settlement has been reached in the opioid addiction crisis.
Drug maker Johnson & Johnson and three major distributors have finalized nationwide settlements over their role in the opioid addiction crisis, an announcement that clears the way for $26 billion to flow to nearly every state and local government in the United States. Taken together, the settlements are the largest to date among many opioid-related cases that have been playing out across the country. They're expected to provide a significant boost to efforts aimed at reversing the crisis in places that have been devastated by it, including many parts of rural America.
Forecasters say an Arctic front projected to swing down from Canada into the Northeast will bring another round of snow showers on Sunday. Weathermen say the snow showers are likely to develop across northern and central Michigan before transitioning eastward into New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Maine. Some very unusual objects have been found on the moon.
A pair of unusual glass balls have been discovered on the surface of the moon by China's lunar rover. The semi-transparent spheres measure up to 4 centimeters across and were captured by U-2-2's panoramic camera. According to the study, the objects were located on the moon's far side, which U-2-2 has been exploring since 2019. Glass is not uncommon on the moon with all the meteor activity, but sphere-shaped glass is unusual. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.